Hey, street cop. You know, in the spirit of it just recently celebrating New Year's, and everybody likes to, you know, hit the gate running with a resolution and new plans and goals that they intend to, you know, set out for the new year, I'd like to bring you an easy one. It's certainly overlooked, very often overlooked, but especially on the part of a leader and then our prospective leaders out there. And the resolution would be that I hope that you'll take it as an opportunity, with it being a fresh start, right, a new year, to have humility. What do I mean by the humility, for personal sense of humility? I mean, and this is going to blow your mind, I get it, and yes, I'm being sarcastic, to just be able to ask questions. Asking questions about things that you may not be too knowledgeable about, or you may not know exactly how they work. A lot of the times, we as leaders don't do that because we fear that our lack of knowledge will be exposed, and then our people will look at us like we're some sort of dummy, right? Where it's actually the opposite. When you don't have the ability to ask the question, just say, hey, how does that work? How exactly do you do what you do? How do you use that piece of equipment? I've never seen it before. Can you show me? Instead, when we just say, no, we're not gonna use it, and that's because of our own insecurities and our own egos talking, and that we don't wanna expose ourselves, as heaven forbid we don't know something, because we're supposed to know everything, right? We're supposed to be experts. We're supposed to be, you know, we wear all the scrambled eggs and the ribbons and everything like that, and the patches and all these special designations, when in fact the opposite's being achieved, right? So have the humility to ask a question. I'll give you a case in point. I have a detective that works with me who I would put against anybody. He is a pro's pro when it comes to cell phone technology. Dumping of phones, the mapping of phones, the analysis of the results of CDWs and the like. I'd be lying to him and I would be lying to you if I said I know the ins and outs and the intricacies of that particular job. I don't. However, what I've done is I've supported him, okay? This is his expertise. He's put all the energy into it. I've supported him in getting the resources and acquiring the logistics that he needs to be good at what he does, okay? But then I also had the innate ability to say, and the humility to say, hey, can you just show me the dummy version of this? I don't know how it works. I don't pretend to know how it works, but just show me how it works so that I at least know what our capabilities are. Now, again, I'm not trying to step on his toes and become that tech to analyze the phone. I don't intend to do that. I don't want to do that. And I'd be lying to him if he went to explain it to me. I said, oh yeah, no, I already know how it works. I'm a captain. I don't believe in doing that. Have the humility to ask the question, right? And then you end up learning at least the practical application and the operational knowledge of your team. Why wouldn't you want to do that? You'll never know who your round pegs are for your round holes if you don't have the humility to ask those questions. Hey, I noticed you're good at this. How do you do that? Right? It's humility. So many times our own egos cause us to smother those around us, especially those in lower designations of rank or assignment. Resist this at every step of the way. Resist this at every urge you may have to say, oh shit, my ignorance to this particular topic will be exposed. Guess what? A lot of people have questions. Having the humility to actually ask them, okay, and learn something from that is what really sets you apart as a leader. God bless you. I hope you take this well. If I can be there to help you in any one of your ventures, you guys know that's my calling. That's what I'm setting out to do, one step at a time, one class at a time. Me, like you, I'm trying to hit the ground running in 2021. I hope that this year brings you joy. I hope that it brings you health and happiness and all the good things that life has to offer. Again, please, I would be remiss if I said this. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, be the best version of yourselves so that you can get the best out of others.